This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
So, Doomsday Mom, Lori Vallow, Daybell, you know, everybody's favorite punchline. The big news is that she's not going to be putting up a defense, at least as of now. I believe the judge has technically given her till Monday to officially decide, just in case, you know, she gets back into the, you know, the cell block and, you know, some of her homies say, yo, D-Bell, you be tripping. Something like that.
You think she's got somebody back there that she does their hair and they do something for her?
She already said in an interview that she's got her group in the jail, and she views it that is, and I'm paraphrasing, that it's now it's God's mission for her in life to go back into these jail cells with these women who are just beautiful and wonderful and on death row, and preach to them, spread positivity. So she's starting a cult inside of the prison is what.
I don't want her preaching to them. I just want her doing their hair.
While listening to R. Kelly's Braid My Hair.
Well, oh God, I forgot about that one.
Good song.
What I really want is I want a reality series following her. Like, let's check in. It's time. It's for the, you know, the Daybell minute. Let's check in and see what she's up to today.
I like that idea.
I think we should. I wish we could.
I think that would be, you know, it'd be like an unconventional way to raise funds for the prison. Although most of them make tons of money because they're private, and it's a large industrial complex that makes a lot of money and doesn't have a lot of oversight.
No, it doesn't.
So, yeah.
If there's not much oversight, I don't see why they couldn't have a camera crew go in there once a week.
Well, they limit the amount of time that, yeah, but you probably don't want to get, I don't know. There's probably rules against that or laws or something. But
what does any of that mean these days?
I know. But
I rolled through a stop sign earlier today. I just went, what are you going
to
do?
Were you just saying F you to the man?
Yeah. Like, what are you going to do to me?
I rolled through a stop sign today.
I did. I did not come to a complete fucking stop. What are you going to do to me? I just admitted it. I rolled through that stop sign.
Well, this is a big one. I don't know that we can continue knowing that you're a felon actively committing crimes like that. Let's go to Daybell and watch some of her testimony. This is before she officially says, I'm not going to present a defense. This is towards the end where she gets a little more testy. Yesterday, we watched some of the cross on this guy before lunch. After lunch, everybody's had their McRib and their Filet-O-Fish because it's still Lent.
Lent.
So that's, I guess, yeah. I haven't had a Filet-O-Fish in a long time. Everybody's full. They had a McDonald's McSwirl thing, if their ice cream machine is working. And everybody's
feeling, McSwirl.
What is it called? The McFlurry?
I don't know. It's been
I think
so
it's McFlurry, I think is the, I don't know if they still have those. Do they? I don't know.
I haven't been to McDonald's in probably 2 years.
Well, you're missing out the food, folks, and fun.
I know. I'm part of the problem.
Do you remember food, folks, and fun? That was the slogan like in the early 90s.
I do not.
Food, folks, and fun. Yeah. I remember too much of that shit and like not important things in life. But I can tell you like the slogan of Shopko or something from.
Well.
Yeah.
We listen to a lot of ads. We're in radio. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I was a child when these things started permeating my brain.
And now we get some more insight into how you are.
Exactly.
You are.
I've always been me. All right. Let's take a look over here what happened in court just the other day. The end of the regular testimony in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell.
Detective Duncan, in all those text messages, we saw a lot of people. Did you interview our mother, Janice Cox?
I did not.
Did you read or watch her interview?
I have not.
Did you interview our sister, Summer Shiflett?
I did not.
Did you read or watch her interview?
No.
Did you interview our father, Barry Cox?
No.
Did you read or watch his interview?
No.
So the only source that you have for this investigation of the shooter in your case is through our brother Adam? Is that correct?
And all of the contacts mentioned through your iClouds.
Yeah, but you didn't ask anybody who was mentioned in there or who was speaking in there what they meant by any of those text messages?
Well, none of the people that you mentioned were present during this incident. So you're asking about the actual day of July 11th, if I asked them about that day or about the text messages?
About the text messages themselves. Like, did you ask my mother what she meant in that text message when she wrote it?
No.
Did you ask my sister what she meant in those text messages?
No.
Did you ask Melanie, my niece, what she meant in those text messages?
No.
Did you ask me what I meant in those text messages?
I couldn't.
Okay.
Okay.
She thinks she's got one up on somebody.
Right. Fine.
Okay. Goddamn. That's right.
And through your investigation, you found out that, as you testified earlier, that Alex wouldn't text or call Adam back. Is that correct?
I'm not interpreting as far as he wouldn't do it. What I'm saying is I don't see it. So if there's a message there and there's a text, there's no indication that there was a call back or a text back.
So it looked like that he wasn't calling him or texting him back, even though he was getting calls and texts. Is that correct?
And then Adam also testified that he did not receive a call or a text back, which would be consistent with the records.
So the only person in our family, in our whole family, that you got information from was the estranged brother from our family who didn't know what was going on with everybody else.
I object to the form of the question.
The only sane member of the family.
Well, it's also compound. I'll sustain the objection.
Okay, so Adam, our estranged brother, is the only one that you got information from. Is that correct?
Can I object to the form of the question?
Sustained.
So is this your normal protocol to just talk to one witness and not all the others?
No.
Why didn't you speak to any other member of my family?
A lot of members of the family have been spoken to.
But you were not privy to any of that information as the case agent?
Well, I was privy to the interviews that were conducted by other detectives.
And you just testified to me that you didn't read or watch any of those interviews. Is that correct?
I have been present during an interview or a phone call with Summer, and been present during a phone call in this process, but I have never interviewed them.
How many interviews has Summer had with the police departments?
Objection, speculation.
If you know.
He can answer if he knows.
I don't know.
More than one or two?
I don't know.
Okay, but you knew of at least one.
That Summer has had?
Correct.
Yes.
But you didn't ask her any of these questions or any of the questions about the text messages that you just talked about that were on the screen with Summer?
I said no.
Okay.
Asked and answered.
So as the case agent and a detective, do you form a suspicion and then stick to it and only investigate the things that lead you to that same conclusion?
No.
Where are you going with this, love?
You had testified earlier about the story of Nephi, is that correct?
Yes.
And you said that you researched it. Is that correct? What research did you do?
Well, the very basic research. I Googled who is Nephi. What does Nephi stand for? I've also, through this process over the last 4 or 5 years, have asked other members of the church just a simple question. Tell me about Nephi. And every single person I talk to tells me that same story that was told by Adam.
So are you aware that there's 15 books in the Book of Mormon?
I am not.
Are you aware that four of those books are books of Nephi?
I am not.
That there's Nephi 1, 1st Nephi, 2nd Nephi, 3rd Nephi, 4th Nephi?
No, I'm not.
Okay. That there's many stories of Nephi. Is that correct? Or you don't know?
I don't know.
So the very first story is the story that...
I'm going to object to testifying.
It sounds as like that's the way it was going. So please just ask questions.
So you do not read the Book of Mormon?
No.
You did not read 1st Nephi?
No.
You just asked people. That was your research?
I asked members of that particular church, and I also did an internet search, yes.
So you did an internet search, and it gave you all the stories of Nephi?
That's the story that came up.
So how long did you do that research for?
I couldn't tell you.
So in your research, did you discover that there's about 25 stories of Nephi in that Book of Mormon?
I didn't see that, no.
And that there's four different prophets that are called Nephi in the Book of Mormon?
I'm going to get a...
What are we getting at?
As to testifying, and the detective has already indicated, so asked and answered.
I'll overrule the objection. He can ask if he knows that or not.
What was the question? Sorry.
I'm sorry. I can't remember. Can the court reporter...
There's four different people referred to as Nephi.
Yeah, four different prophets in the Book of Mormon that are Nephi. Are you aware of that?
No.
Okay. So isn't it true that you really have no idea what I was referring to when I referenced Nephi in my text message?
I can only go off of what I see. I can't tell you what you're thinking or what you're trying to relay there, but based on my knowledge and based on talking to people about who is Nephi, that is a story that came up consistently.
You relayed to the jury that it was an order to kill. You relayed to the jury...
I said that the story was the same story and similar to Adam, that Adam told.
Okay, and you said it earlier that was an order to kill, that I referenced Nephi. I will be like Nephi and you will be like Nephi. To the jury here today.
Ask a question. That's a statement, not a question.
Do you have knowledge that my text message meant that at all?
No.
Are you aware through all of your investigation of this case that my brother was a stand-up comedian, Alex?
I had heard that, yes.
And that everything is a joke to Alex?
I can't speak for that.
So when you're
everything is a joke
all these
to
text
Alex.
Messages and making all these assumptions, half of them could be jokes and you would not know that?
Objection, speculation.
Sustained.
Were you speculating when you read my text messages?
I think I'm just reading your text messages. I don't think I was drawing any inference from them. I was just simply reading them.
Well, today you were explaining them to the jury. Is that true?
Those were read. There was no explanation as to what it meant.
She's getting testy.
As the case agent, what is your communication with the other investigators in this case?
What do you mean by other investigators?
So who is on your team? Who is working for you on this case right now?
I'm the only person working on the case right now. Back in the, when this, we were investigating it, it would have been myself and Detective Coons. And then periodically we'd have Detective Werther do some work for us if we needed it.
And then do you guys communicate through emails or... calls or text messages, or how does that work?
Well, unfortunately, we're cramped in a small little area, so we have the ability to just talk to each other.
So no reports are really made of that communication. You're just talking?
Correct.
Correct. And being a detective, is your job basically to be an investigator and search out facts concerning what happened?
Yes.
Do you feel like you've done that in this case?
I do.
So by not testing any of those things, you feel like you've done everything you could possibly do to tell the jury and to tell us what happened that day on July 11th, even though you weren't present?
Correct.
You're confident in that?
I'm confident.
Oh, boy. He's not backing down.
Did you have to meet with Detective Moffitt to review the case when you made this transfer?
No.
So he didn't give you any heads up on what was happening?
Well, before he left, he just dropped the case notebook on my desk and then went on his way. We have had conversations before then and since, but nothing in detail.
So you didn't say what's been tested or what hasn't been tested?
No, that's for me to go back through and look at.
Through reports?
Correct.
Okay. So did you think it was important to maybe luminol the bat?
Once again, there was no visual blood present on the bat, and there was, and we decided that that we were not going to do that particular process.
So can't blood be invisible and still be on the bat if you luminol it?
I guess if it's cleaned off, it would still maybe show some proteins, but that was something we decided not to do. We fingerprinted it to show, because there was indication that somebody, that Charles had grabbed it from Tylee. So we did our best evidence to try to grab that location where it would have been grabbed, but that's what we did.
Wouldn't that be important to your investigation?
Objection as to wouldn't what?
Yeah, please.
Wouldn't luminoling the bat be important to this investigation, this particular investigation?
I don't believe it would.
What about luminoling the gun? Was that done?
Once again, there's no visible, and there was. We were under the impression that it happened 5 minutes before we got there, and there's no visible presence of blood on the bat.
Well, you went around the whole entire house looking for blood, is that correct?
Yes.
And you had the gun in your possession?
Yes.
And you're in a police station?
I was at your house.
I'm saying you have access as the case agent to have any of these things tested, is that not right?
Yes.
So why didn't you test them?
Because I did not think that luminol would was needed to be tested because there was no visual blood.
So wouldn't you like to know that for sure?
I guess you're making, we make choices and we make decisions through this process based on the facts that we have and the facts that are presented to us. And based on the facts presented to us and what we saw and what we had, I did not feel that was necessary.
You have charged me with a crime. Is that correct?
I have not, no.
You have helped them charge me with a crime. Is that correct? The state of Arizona?
I conducted an investigation and I sent it forward, yes.
And you did not feel it was necessary to test any of these things?
Objection.
As the case agent.
Answered like 4 times.
Sustained.
Ouch.
She's doing surprisingly better than I ever expected.
What logical reason do you have as an investigator to not investigate all of these things that were available to you for the past 5 years?
Your Honor, I'm again going to object to asked and answered. If there's a specific thing that hasn't been asked?
That's a really very broad question. I'll sustain the objection. Yeah.
That's all I have, Your Honor.
Redirect.
So there you go. That
wow.
Was, I don't know. I mean, it her points really didn't land because they didn't really matter to much of the case. But, I mean, she kept going.
She, I'll be honest with you, if you just now threw me into that scenario, I'm not sure I would know which direction to start questioning witness.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. She did do a lot better than we gave her credit for knowing how to do this.
Yeah.
But in the end, this was not a smart choice for her to represent herself if she wanted to.
No, no, not at all. I do wonder, though, if there is going to be enough reasonable doubt in the mind of a juror, because, again, this has never landed with let's kill Charles. It was all code. And I mean, her argument there, I could see it landing with a couple jurors, honestly, of so you didn't know who this character was. Maybe it's out of con. I mean, I don't know. I mean, it obviously looks pretty messed up, but is it beyond a reasonable doubt?
And that's the big question. What's going to happen when they walk in that room? Have they already decided, okay, she's nuts, she's guilty. They didn't call 911. She went to Burger King, dropped the kid off at school, acted like it was no big deal. Or,
yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know. Because, again, all of this shows very bad acting and very just shitty behavior. But does it show a murder? That she conspired to be part of. That's the question. Is that?
Yeah.
I mean, I think yes, but I don't know. I think she's got like a 10% chance of winning this.
You wouldn't have given her that 10% a week ago, would you?
No. I think she's got about a 10% chance of winning this. And I did not think I would be anywhere near 10% ever. What do you think?
I think she's going to be guilty.
Well, yes, but do you think she has a chance? Do you, like, if you were to say like a percentage like I just did, do you think there's any chance? Do you think there's 1%, 0%? I mean, where would you put it?
I'd probably give her about the same.
Yeah.
She did do a decent job. I mean, is there a Defending Yourself for Dummies book out there? I don't know. I've never looked.
Yeah, I don't know. But
she did a decent job. She didn't know technique and things like that. And the judge had to guide her several times, but she did better than what most of us would have done.
Yeah. I mean, her thinking is clearly not based in reality, but she's able to execute things. I think that's why she was found, competent to stand trial, because she can do some things. You start talking to her and she's delusional as hell. So,
well, she's not living on our plane.
Yeah.
She's somewhere else. It sounds actually quite pleasant, this place that she goes to. I know. I mean, some of us meditate, we go kickbox, we do things to, forget about reality. Well, she's already there.
Yeah.
I kind of, for just a moment, look at her and go, wow, aren't you lucky?
No one around you was lucky, but you are lucky.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Hi, I'm Kristen Bell, and if you know my husband, Dax, then you also know he loves shopping for a car. Selling a car? Not so much.
We're really doing this, huh?
Thankfully, Carvana makes it easy. Answer a few questions, put in your VIN or license, and done. We sold ours in minutes this morning, and they'll come pick it up and pay us this afternoon.
Goodbye, Truckee.
Of course, we kept the favorite.
Hello, other Truckee.
Sell your car with Carvana today. Terms and conditions apply.